with 3 semi-automatic weapons and in cold blood murdered 49 of our brothers in Islam. I don't know if any sisters were involved, if any of our sisters lost their lives, but to this date it is only males that I believe were victims of this tragic and terrible incident. I think there are also another 20 that are seriously wounded. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِالضَّمَّ اللَّيْمِ with a dhamma on the lamb, bidhamma al-lam, with a dhamma on the lamb. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. And indeed, we shall test you. We shall try you. With a trial, with a test of fear and hunger. وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And a deficiency, a loss in wealth. وَالْأَنفُسِ and in lives. Allah will take our loved ones away. Allah will take our relatives away. He will take our brothers and sisters in Islam away. He will test us with those that are near and dear to us. And although all life is sacred, and although all life is sacred in Islam. That is why when the first murder took place, when Qabil killed his brother Habil, أَقْتُلَنَّكْ, he said, I'm going to kill you. Why? Because of hasad, because of jealousy. We're not here to speak about the causes or the reasons. We speak about the act of murder itself. لَأَقْتُلَنَّكْ said, I'm going to kill you. And he killed him. فَقَتَلَ وَكَانَ. And he was of the losers. He was of those filled with bitter regret. And because of that act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says thereafter, وَمِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ. And because of this, كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Because of this act of one human murdering another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for Bani Israel, and it is a hukum that has not been abrogated. Al-wasaya, al-ashr, the 10 commandments are in the Qur'an. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not take the life of anybody except with justice, through a court of law, a life for a life, with a qadi, with a judge. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسْرِفِ الْقَتْلِ. Don't take the law into your own hands. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Why? Because the victim is aided by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if somebody commits a murder, they go to court. And if they are found guilty, then a just punishment should be meted out to them. Yes, there are many countries that don't have the death penalty. But the law of Allah is that if a person has taken another person's life unjustly, and they are found guilty thereof, that unless the family of the victim is willing to accept the diya, the compensation, I don't like to use the word blood money. That's not a good translation. The diya, the compensation for the taking of their family member's life, then that person's life, the perpetrator's life is taken. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ. But in this qisas, a life for a life, there is life. A life for a life, there is life. Why? Because when that person is executed and there are witnesses that witness that execution, fear is driven into their hearts, which has a rippling effect in the society, never to even think twice about harming the hair on another person's body. But where people are just given 10 or 15 years or 20 years or whatever, and then they're out on good behavior, whatever the case might be, you know, this is, and the prison is like a hotel, and you know, people are not deterred from committing this heinous crime of murder. And that's why if we look in our society, wal-'iyadu billah, our murder rate is through the roof. I think I was reading, 1,200, 1,500 in the Western Cape alone since November to February. La hawla wa la. It's like we're living in a war zone. It's like we here in Cape Town are living in a war zone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us all. Amen. So life is sacred. Life is sacred. ومن أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض. So because of this act of Qabil killing Habil, the first murder in humankind, that Allah has written for Bani Israel a hukum which applies to us as well, that whoever takes a life without it being for a life through a legal proceeding, أو فساد في الأرض, or causing mischief in the earth, then it is as if they have killed the whole of mankind. And whoever saves one life, it is as if they have saved the whole of mankind. The whole of mankind. So I want to get that out in the open. That is clear. Whether it is happening to non-Muslims in Paris or in America or anywhere in the world, then it is something that we will always condemn because life is sacred. Life is sacred. Yes, there are instances where it is permissible, where it is our God-given right, our divine right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take up arms when we are being fought and we are being driven out of our homes. If we are being fought, like the people in Gaza, people in Palestine in general, they are being fought, they are being killed, they are being driven out of their homes. It is their divine right to take up arms and to defend themselves and to fight back. But what about those non-Muslims? They're not of our faith, but they don't want to fight us. They don't want to hurt us. They don't want to kill us. They don't want to drive us out from our homes. In fact, they want to live peacefully with us. They want to live in harmony with us. They want to accept us. They want to be kind to us. How do we behave towards them? It's a very important question. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says in the Holy Quran, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah does not prohibit you concerning those who don't fight you in your religion and don't drive you out of your homes to act kindly and justly towards them. And I would like to believe that most of the world, most of the people in the world are good and would like to live in peace. I mean, subhanAllah, we are all one family, man. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِيَتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, indeed we have created you, the entire mankind, from a single pair of a male and a female, and we've made you into many nations and tribes so that you can recognize one another. Celebrate the diversity. Celebrate the different viewpoints, no problem. We can agree to disagree. And we've made you into different nations and tribes so you can recognize one another. Indeed, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most conscious and mindful of Allah. Indeed, Allah, Alimun Khabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, most well-informed, Jalla fi ula. And New Zealand is a good example of a nation that is quite tolerant. I have friends living in New Zealand, Muslim brothers and sisters of ours. Maybe you know some, quite a few South African Muslims are living in New Zealand, and they will tell you, generally speaking, The New Zealand community are quite welcoming. They are quite friendly. They are tolerant. They are accepting. And they should be. Why? Because the majority of New Zealanders, being of English origin, are also settlers, are also migrants, are also people that ran away from poverty or sought refuge for whatever reason it might be. And so they should be accommodating and tolerant and accepting of those who have also run away from poverty and or maybe just looking for better opportunities, running away from war. Look at the Somali people, subhanAllah. I lived in Somaliland, which is where the civil war actually began. When I was there in the year 2000, it was peace and it actually had separated itself from the greater Somalia. The Somaliland is the old British protectorate. And when the civil war broke out, that was in 1989. And literally, there were Somali families that literally had to run just with the clothes on their backs. At the time, Ziad Barre, the president, he hired, I'm talking about Somaliland now, when he was still the president of Somalia, he hired two jets, Zimbabwean jets, and they were literally bombing the capital of Somaliland, Hargeisa. They were bombing it square for square. I know Somalis that literally ran out of their homes with the clothes on their backs and never looked back. And the Somali diaspora is, subhanAllah, it is quite an amazing thing because Allah has literally taken this nation, a nation that yesterday were herding camels and sheep and goats, a very noble occupation at that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken them from the Horn of Africa to every single part of the world. I mean, I can take you to places here in South Africa that maybe some of you haven't even heard of, like places like Pofada and Parais. And I'm telling you, you'll find a Somali community there with a little spaza shop, you know, putting up a masjid or putting up a musalla. Everywhere you go, George, Neisner, everywhere. Go anywhere in the world and there is a Somali community. In actual fact, if you saw the video of the aftermath of what happened, not a nice thing to look at, but you will see a number of the brothers that were in the masjid were from Somali origin. Yes, people from Bangladeshi origin and Pakistani origin and Arab origin. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The fact is that those people, they migrated to New Zealand for better opportunity. Some of them running away from war. Some running away from poverty. And just like those of English origin might have run away from poverty 150 years ago, so they should be. And they were accommodated by the Maori people, even if it was taken by force. But eventually the Maori people have come to live with them in harmony and respect and tolerance. So now they should also be living in those new migrants, living with them in peace and harmony and tolerance. So as Muslims, we are prepared, fully prepared. In actual fact, it is our goal to live in peace. War is not the goal of a Muslim. Fighting is not the thing that a Muslim dreams about every night. No, I want to fight. I want to make war. Yes, when I'm being fought, when I'm being driven out of my home, when I've been fought in my religion, yes, then I'm willing to stand up. I'm willing even to give my life for that. But for those who are not fighting me, no, I want to live in peace with them. Because even that fighting, when one is being fought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is something that is disliked for us. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ وَهُوَ كُرْهٌ لَكُمْ. Fighting has been prescribed for you, and yet it is disliked for you. So Allah doesn't want war, Allah wants peace. When there is war, we deal with it. But when there's not war, when people are not fighting us, we want to live in peace and harmony with them, just as they want to live in peace and harmony with us. And when one person of a particular community commits a crime, we don't blame the whole community. Just like we get upset when an extremist who claims to be a Muslim who claims to be a Muslim. Underline the word claim. Why? Because there's no extremism in Islam. Extremism is self-destructive. Halaka al-mutanati'un, says Ibn Mas'ud. Those who are extreme, they will self-destruct. Ibn Abbas, he says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوْ فَإِنَّ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ هَلَكَ بِالْغُلُوْ. Said, don't be extreme in your religion, because those who came before you were destroyed because of their extremism. So there's no extremism in Islam. And but yes, we have extremists who claim to be Muslim. There are extremists who claim to be Christian. There are extremists who claim to be Buddhas, to Buddhists. They claim to be Buddhists. Look what's happening in Burma, in Myanmar, with the Buddhists that have killed so many of our brothers and sisters from the Rohingya people. Do we blame Buddhism? Do we blame all Buddhists? The Buddhists living in India and the Buddhists living in Japan or China? No, we don't. Why? Because we are a people of justice. We are a just people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands with justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us with excellence. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. He commands us with justice and He commands us with excellence. So we must be just people. Because what you're going to see now is a tirade on Twitter and Facebook. You're going to see it now. You're going to see it. You're going to have people from the community of the perpetrator who are going to condemn. And wal'iyadu billah, even people who are going to say, "Akh, it's khutsu fa yalla." It's happening. It's happening. Don't get sucked into it. Don't get sucked into it. This thing called Islamophobia. If you want to take my advice, don't even take note of it. Don't even take note of it. What did Sheikh Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah ta'ala, what did he say? He said, لا تؤثر نباح الكلاب في حركات السحاب. The barking of the dogs will never affect the movement of the clouds. We must just be just. We must show that, continue to uphold the true nature of Islam. That beautiful deen of Islam. Total submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And following the beautiful akhlaq of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. I will not forget Jamaat al-Muslimin where I come from. Wallah, I'll never forget where I come from, how I grew up, how I believed before I became a Muslim. And that is why I will never judge. And I remember the kindness of the Muslims, the first Muslims that I met. I will never forget their kindness and how that kindness and that mahabba, that love and affection that they showed towards me, how that opened through the grace and mercy of Allah the door of hidayah, of guidance for me. I will never forget that. So let us not forget that we, as the ambassadors of Islam, we have to continue. No matter, لا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, all the answers are there in the Quran. They're all there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not the injustice of a people against you cause you to be unjust. اعدلوا, be just. هو أقرب للتقوى. It is the closest thing to shielding yourself from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now people are asking, okay, what's going to happen now? Are the Muslims going to take revenge? There's no revenge in Islam. If there's any retribution that will be taken, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-wahid al-dayyan. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. ترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين بالأصفاد، سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار. ليجزي الله كل نفس بما كسبت، إن الله سريع الحساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not think for one second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break His promise to His messengers. Indeed, Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution. The day when the earth, this earth will be exchanged for another earth, and the heavens will be exchanged for other heavens, and everybody will appear in front of the one, the compeller, the day of judgment, في ساحة القضاء, in the grandest courtroom, أمام الحاكم الأعلى, in front of the highest judge. ترى المجرمين يومئذ, you will see the criminals on that day, مقرنين بالأصفاد. You will see them chained up. The criminals, those that have committed heinous crimes in this world, even if we might think they are getting away with it in the dunya, they're not going to get away with it in the akhirah. In actual fact, they don't get away with it on the dunya either. Because dhulm, there's only two sins that are punishable on the dunya before the akhirah. And that is dhulm and uquq al-walidain. Dhulm, oppression, and the mistreatment of parents. Dhulm, oppression, and the mistreatment of parents. So they even get, unless they repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will get part of their punishment on the dunya before the akhirah. ترى المجرمين مقرنين بالأصفاد. On that day of judgment, you will see the criminals chained up. سرابيلهم من قطران. Their clothing will be made of fuel. Their clothing will be made of fuel. If you actually see some of these tracksuits that they are selling, you actually smell, it smells like petrol. It smells like it's some sort of polycarbon or poly, something that is made from petroleum. And they've made tracksuits out of them. I hope for the sake of the person who wears that tracksuit that they're a rookie. So it's not far-fetched. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانِ. Their clothing will be made of fuel, وَتَغْشَى وَجُهُمُ النَّارِ, and the flames will be consuming their faces. Allah is describing an event on the day of Qiyamah. I don't know if you remember 2004, when the Americans went back into Fallujah, and they were using white phosphorus. Allah, white phosphorus. You know what white phosphorus does? It burns right through your bones. As long as there's oxygen, it will continue burning. And how many of our brothers and sisters died under that barrage of flames that came from the Apache helicopters that were flying over? And I thought of this verse. Allah doesn't sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. لا تحسبن الله غافلا أما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. Don't think for one second that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. He's only delaying their punishment for a day when their eyes will be bulging out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as Muslimin, we never take the law into our own hands. If we were living in a Muslim country with a Sharia court, then our hope is that a perpetrator, when after having committed a crime, that he would be caught and be handed over to the courts to be tried justly. Because Allah says, and I mentioned it earlier, وَلَا تُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ, which literally means, now don't exceed the bounds in taking the law into your own hands to go after the perpetrator to kill them. Leave it up to the courts. In the case for the Muslim community in New Zealand, they're not living in a Muslim country. There are no Sharia courts. So they need to surrender their matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry on living in peace and harmony and love and friendship were those people that are showing them peace and harmony and love and friendship. Two wrongs Don't make a right in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the world to end this senseless cycle of violence. Because I think, and this is pure speculation, that maybe that is what the intention of the perpetrator was. I mean, imagine, he goes into the masjid with a GoPro on his head. And he live streams. I mean, alhamdulillah, we have live streaming here. We say, mashallah, you know, live streaming, a lot of benefits in live streaming. You know, the sisters that are at home that can't come to the masjid, alhamdulillah, they can watch and listen to them and benefit from the lecture. Live streaming, a wonderful invention. I'm sure the guy who invented live streaming didn't invent it for the purpose of live streaming when you go into a masjid whilst people are praying and you murder them in cold blood. And you actually film yourself doing it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We spoke, this is so much connected to our topic of last week. You know, قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say this is all from Allah. This is all from Allah. Nobody can do anything except if Allah wills it into being. So we know that for sure it's a definite test from Allah. Just like the Syrians, you know, subhanAllah. Sometimes I sit down, you know, I lived in Syria. And it's difficult for me even to read or watch any news about Syria. I lived in Yemen, I traveled the length and breadth of Yemen. It's difficult for me to even read or watch anything about the news of Yemen. And that is ongoing, and sometimes I feel, you know, have we forgotten what's happening in other places as well? What's happening in Gaza? I mean, this is also just something that nobody's taking, not even the news agencies are taking note of what's happening in Gaza anymore. So this is ongoing. This is ongoing. This now happened in a so-called first world country. So now, it's big all over the news that there are many people dying in other places that aren't even been taking note of. But we still have Allah. We still have Allah. And it reminds me of the saying of Ja'far al-Sadiq, radiallahu anhu, one of the great imams of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ja'far al-Sadiq, he said, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ خَافُ وَلَمْ يَفْزَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهَ بِعَقِبِهَا يَقُولُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. He said, I find it strange the one who is overcome with fear and they do not seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, that Allah is enough for us. And an excellent protector for us. Because indeed I heard Allah say thereafter, look what he is saying, because it's the Quran. I think sometimes we forget. When we read the Quran, Allah is speaking to us. Live streaming, Allah is speaking to us. إذا أردت أن تكلم الله فادخل في الصلاة وإذا أردت أن يكلمك الله فقرأ القرآن. If you want to speak to Allah, go make salah, the ulama say. And if you want Allah to speak to you, read the Quran. The Quran is timeless. Timeless. So he says, I find it strange the one that is overcome with fear and I do not seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is enough for us and an excellent protector for us. For indeed I heard Allah say thereafter, and so they returned to Allah victorious. They overcame all their challenges. وَفَضْلٍ, and a favor from Allah. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ, and no harm befell them. No harm befell them. In other words, whatever happens to the believer, remember, إِنْ أَصَابَهُ الضَّرَّاءُ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If something bad happens, what do? They persevere and it is good for them. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And as for those who are patient and persevering during the time of poverty and ill health and war, they are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and they alone are truly mindful of Allah. So when it comes to calamities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes calamities as a punishment for some, yes. وَكُلَّنْ أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِي. And all of them, we punish them because of their sins. فَمِنْهُمْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some of them, we sent to them a violent wind. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ الصَّيْحَةُ. Some of them, we destroyed them with a violent blast. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Some of them, we caused the earth to open up and swallow them. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقَنَا. And some of them, we drowned them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. And Allah didn't wrong any of them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But they wronged themselves. Sometimes calamities, yes, is as a punishment for a people. And sometimes a calamity is just a wake-up call. Kum, skrik vaka. Allah is waking us up from our slumber. وَلَنَذِيقَنَّهُمْ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And we shall give them a taste of the small punishment, meaning a calamity in this world, before the big punishment, meaning on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, in order that they should wake up and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, like in this case, people in the masjid making salah, those who have survived, this is an elevation for them, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who have died, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. But you and I can't understand that now. We'll only understand it when we get there, to the other side, in the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't think for one second that those who are slain in the path of Allah, whilst making salah, whilst being in sujood, Shaykh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah ta'ala, he always used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, Allahumma ahyini imaman wa amitni imaman. He said, oh Allah, cause me always to live as an imam and to die as an imam. وَأَن تَحْشُرَنِي وَأَنَا سَاجِدٌ بَيْنِ يَدَيْكَ. And for me to be raised up on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and I am prostrating before you. Because as you die, it's as you will be raised up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that dua. He passed away on a Jumu'ah, in the second sujood of his Tahit al-Masjid. He went into sujood, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him in that sujood. And as a person leaves this world, so a person will stand up on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. So those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَىٰ. It is Allah who chooses and takes from you martyrs. We just battle to understand it in this life. Why? Because it is from the human perspective, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, especially for the loved ones that have been left behind. It's a tragedy for them. It's a musibah. Allah says it's a musibah. وَنَقَسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. When Allah takes lives away, it's a musibah. That's why we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَّهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient and persevering. Those that when a calamity befalls them, they say, indeed we all belong to Allah, and to Allah is our final return. On those people who say that at the time of a calamity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down salutations and mercy, and they are the rightly guided ones. But for those that Allah took, for the shuhada themselves, what does Allah say about them? Do not think for one second that those slain in the path of Allah, that they are dead. Nay, they are alive by Allah, sustained, overjoyed, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Overjoyed with that which Allah has granted to them out of His favor. And they would love to come back, وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ. They would love to come back and actually to inform us, أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those that haven't met up with them yet, us, meaning those who have been left behind, those shuhada would like to inform us that, you know, we mustn't worry. Why? Because on them is la khawfun alayhim. There's no fear on them. As for that which is waiting them in the hereafter, because they are guaranteed Jannah. Wala hum yahzanun. Nor are they saddened about anything that they've lost or left behind in the dunya, because Allah's replaced it with Jannah. So just to put that into perspective. My time is up, but let us just finish the qawl of Ja'far al-Sadiq. So he said, I find it strange. The one who is overcome with fear, and they don't seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is enough for us and an excellent protector He is for us. For indeed I heard Allah say thereafter, and they returned victorious to Allah with a favor from Allah and no harm came to them. Then he said, وَأَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ اغْتَمْ. Because that's the next thing that's going to affect us now. We're going to be overcome with despondency. You know, what's happening now? You know, what's going to happen to the Muslims? You know, maybe we should actually start hiding ourselves. Maybe we should, start trying to blend in more. Maybe we must, not go to the masjid. Maybe we need to, shy away from being so Muslim and so openly Muslim. This is a big test for us, Jamaat al-Muslimin. It's a big test for us. وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنِ اِخْتَمْ. So Ja'far al-Sadiq says, and I find it strange, the one who is overcome with al-ham wal-gham, overcome with worry and anxiety. وَلَمْ يَفْزَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ. And they don't seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. The words of who? Of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. When he was where? في بطن الحوت. When he was in the belly of the whale. And he called upon, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. He called out in the darkness, there is none worthy of worship except you, Ya Allah. Subhanak, you are free of all imperfection. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, I was of the wrongdoers. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهَ بِعَقِبِهَا يَقُولُ. For indeed, I heard Allah say thereafter. This is the answer to the dua, like the first one. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. The answer of that dua is, فَانْقَلِبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. So this is the answer of the dua. What is it? What did he hear? فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهَ عَقِبِهَا يَقُولُ أَوْ بِعَقِبِهَا يَقُولُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So after Nabi Yunus said that, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and so we answered his dua. And we relieved him of all the worry and anxiety. And so do we relieve the worry and anxiety and save all the believers. Not just for the Anbiya, any believer that says, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then the third one, he said, وَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ مُكِرَ بِي. And I find it strange, the one who is plotted against. Yes, there are people plotting against Islam. There are people plotting against the Muslims. Must we worry about that? Don't worry about it. Just be a Muslim. A just Muslim. A Muslim that follows the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the correct interpretation thereof. That beautiful middle path, خير الأمور أوسطها, the best of conditions are those that are in the middle. No extremism. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We have made you the middle ummah. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that, is that the word middle, not only is it in the verse which is in the middle of Surah Al-Baqarah 143, but it's actually the middle word of the entire surah. So we are the middle ummah. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ja'far al-Sadiq is saying, what is he saying? He says, فَعَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ مُكِرَ بِي. I find it strange, the one who is plotted against. وَلَمْ يَفْزَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ. اللهم صل على سيد محمد. وَلَمْ يَفْزَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. He said, I find it strange, the one that is plotted against, and they do not seek refuge in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I surrender my matter to Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Indeed, Allah is all seeing of what the servants are doing. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ اللَّهَ بِأَقِبِهَا يَقُولُ. For indeed, I heard Allah say thereafter, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. This was the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. When Fir'aun and his soldiers were after him and Bani Israel. And he said, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I surrender my matter to Allah. Indeed, Allah sees what the servants are doing. So what was the answer of the dua? فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. And so Allah saved him and Bani Israel from the evil of those who are plotting against him. So if anything, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we must just strengthen our resolve in connecting with our Creator, Jalla fi'ula. in living lives of taqwa, of shielding ourselves from Allah's displeasure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until, and at such time, as they change the condition within themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him that shahada and everything associated with that shahada in the hereafter. As for the loved ones that have been left behind, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put patience and perseverance in their hearts. For indeed, that will be good for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will envelop them, as he says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةً. Allah envelop them in his salutations and in his mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And Allah make them of the rightly guided ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevent any so-called Muslim that would like to avenge this tragic incident by taking the lives of innocents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevent him and prohibit him from doing so and guide him on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sorry, just a kindly make dua for Faldi and Farida Abada, who will be leaving for Umrah on the 17th of March. I can't see. 2019. Leaving residence at 4 Haifa Street, Rondebosch East at 2:30 p.m. We humbly request your duas. Allah accept from them and all the Mu'tamirin. Ameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صل عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم، أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة. إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل المؤمنين في تواضعهم وتراحمهم كمثل الجسد، إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى. في خطى الأفاضل، لقد سمعنا بقتل هؤلاء إخواننا في نيوزيلندر، الله مكتوب لهم الشهادة ويجعلهم من الشهداء. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأنهم: ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. أما نحن في إخوة الأفاضل، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتاب العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أخوتي الأفاضل لا يأمر إلا بالعدل، فنسأل الله تعالى يجعلنا من العادلين ومن المقسطين، وعلى نفعل شيء ضد هذه الشريعة وضد هذا الدين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول في الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته. فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
Please come forward, brothers. In fact, Haji Naeem asked me before I started my lecture, but it completely slipped my mind, that please, when you come into the masjid on a Friday, please fill the masjid from the front. Please fill the masjid from the front, so that there's enough place for those that come a little later. There's enough place for them as well. Bi idhnillahi ta'ala. Shukran. Haji Na'i. قام الله أدام مدامة السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة heels in line shoulder touching shoulder close all the gaps please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله جماعة المسلمين we're going to do the Salat al-Janaza على الغائب for the Shuhada but most of the bodies have not been released yet so we wait for the bodies to be released and for the ghusl to take place inshallah ta'ala and then for those who are in the area then Monday night inshallah after Maghrib Salah we will have Salatul جنازة على الغائب for the شهداء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them and put patience and perseverance into the hearts of their loved ones that they've left behind. Amen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وروحهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وأسكنهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحشرهم مع نبي